The Osgood File, Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood, on the CBS Radio Network. It was the obscurity of the Navajo language that helped win World War II, when the Allies decided not to just send their messages in code, but to translate them into Navajo. Now the challenge is to save the language from extinction, which is where this 11-year-old boy comes in. More after this from Charlie. Finding Nemo, the Disney movie about a lost clownfish, was an instant hit with kids.
Nemo, don't move! Don't move!
It's been translated into many languages.
Den check ich nicht.
Für einen Clownfisch ist er nicht besonders komisch.
Nein, 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 das ist mein.
And finally, it's being translated into Navajo.
We're rolling. Go for it.
11-year-old Quinton Keene speaks fluent Navajo. He learned it from his grandmother, and now he's using it to dub the Navajo version of Finding Nemo.
I just want to make this Nemo movie to get my native language out.
And it's not easy. Rick Dempsey is Senior Vice President for Character Voices at Disney.
It's got a little staccato pace to it. There's a lot of little breaks in the language. So that makes it difficult for lip sync.
Disney held auditions on the Navajo reservation, but had a hard time casting the title role because most native speakers are over 40.
There's not a lot of opportunities, you know, in terms of how many kids to pull from, because there aren't that many kids that are fluent in the language.
But the effort is worth it, and Disney's not the only company doing this. 2 years ago, Lucasfilm made a Navajo translation of the original Star Wars and made quite an impression on 13-year-old Adrian Hardy, who went to the premiere with his grandmother.
I usually speak to my friends in Navajo to get them more interested in Navajo.
Manny Wheeler is director of the Navajo Nation Museum in Window Rock, New Mexico.
We're helping save a language. We're trying to help the culture survive. And it will. You know, I'm really optimistic about that.
Even if right now it's a little like swimming upstream. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.